I'm so happy to be back. I've been gone for too long, 2.5 weeks.
Two Sundays ago,
I was at Echo. I preached at their women's retreat. It was powerful. And then last week, I was in Anchorage, Alaska, y'all. My mother was sick, and she was bedridden. So at the last minute, I bought the ticket. As soon as I got the phone call, I just felt led. I felt like the Holy Spirit was saying, buy the ticket now and go tonight. And so that night, I talked to my husband. I went. When I went, my mom couldn't even lift her head. She couldn't even get up, sit up, or even move her head. But by the time I left 7 days later, she was up and about, right? So praise Jesus. I have a word for you. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, there's a better option. There's a better option. There's a better option. Amen? So why don't we open to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Today, I want you to have your Bibles. I want it to be like Bible study. We're going to look at the Word of God a lot. So let's be like old school, you know? Let me hear the, you know, Bibles, right? All the pages moving. And those of you, you know, I think we may have it up here too. But it may not work, so have your Bibles ready. But we're going to start with Deuteronomy chapter 28, and we'll just see the first two verses, okay? Why don't we all stand up? Let's honor the Word of God. Let's give honor to the Word of God, written Word of God, as He's about to give us His spoken Word of God. Okay, let's all read first two verses together. Ready? Go. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, observe carefully all His commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Father, I pray that Living Hopers, God, will be the people of your presence, that we will be your people that hear your voice, that incline our ears to your voice, that hear and obey the voice of the Lord God. God, let us not be moved nor shaken by any other voices but yours, Lord. God, no matter what comes our ways, God, no matter what storm or mountains come our way, that we would stand unmovable, unshakable, unless your voice moves us. We will hear your voice. And we will move. We will live from your voice, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, you know, just to come up with a better title, you know, I said the better option. But, you know, the subtitle would be obey the voice of the Lord. Obey his voice. Obey the voice of the Lord. Not the voice of the enemy. Not your own fleshly voice. Not your mommy or daddy or your boyfriend's voice of the Lord. That we would be the people who hear the voice of the Lord and immediately obey the voice of the Lord. Amen? You know, on December 31st, 2015, we had all-night prayer here to welcome the New Year's, right? And during that time, God spoke to Benjamin and I that 2016 will be the year of fulfillment. It will be the year of reward. And that because of that, it will be the year of exceedingly great joy. Everybody say exceedingly.
Exceedingly.
Not just, oh, that's nice. Uh-huh. No, exceedingly great joy. I mean, the picture, you know, oh, just regular joy is like, just nice smile. Exceedingly great joy is like, yeah, that kind of exceedingly great joy. Okay? Now, you know, God spoke to us through Matthew 2 that they experienced exceedingly great joy, right? And when they saw Jesus, when they saw the star that led to Jesus. And over in Matthew it says it was fulfilled. And it said a lot about the angel of the Lord appeared. And we feel like God was saying in 2016 there'll be a lot of appearances of angels and even Jesus himself. And already a handful of Living Hopers saw the angel Even I myself experienced it back in Alaska last week, and I'm going to tell you about it, right? Exceedingly great joy. A year of fulfillment. For 12 years, we received the word, the promises, but we didn't see it fulfilled before our eyes. But God is saying, this year, 2016, will be the year of fulfillment. Amen. You know, some of young people and I were reading through the Bible in 6 months. And it's so exciting. And you know, every time I open my Bible, my eyes just goes to these certain phrases. For example, now it came to pass. Now it shall come to pass. We started our scripture with that, right? Now it shall come to pass. Now it came to pass. Did you know in the Bible it says those phrases 71 times? And then the phrase that says, and it came to pass. It came to pass. 182 times, the Bible says. And God, every time I see those phrases, my eyes just lock. Because God is saying, you hear that? You hear my voice? Now it shall come to pass. Now, now, not next year, not later, but now it shall come to pass. Hmm? But if you don't know how to hear the voice of God, you will not see when it comes, when the fulfillment comes. Hmm? You know what I realized? That when God said that this year will be the year of reward, God's going to reward us in so many different ways. Breakthroughs, blessings, restoration, healings. You know, it's going to be an exceedingly great joy, right? Year. But you know what I realized? That God the Father, like, prepared all these blessings and rewards, right? But he, in order for him to give it to us, you know what he does? He provides an opportunity for obedience. The main desire of God is to reward you. So in order for him to reward you, guess what? He specifically provides an opportunity for you to obey his voice. It's a gateway for him to release his reward, release the fulfillment of his promises. And you know, when I came back from Alaska, Benjamin's like, so how was it? You know, like what was your highlight? And I said, you know what? In my heart, I just felt like it wasn't really about my mom's sickness. Even though, like, you know, it was such an opportunity for me to love on my mom, take care of my mom. You know, my full-time job for 1 week was cooking. Like, I cooked so many things. She couldn't eat that, so I tried something else. And she doesn't want that, so I tried something else, right? I mean, I boiled, like, oxtail for, like, 2 days so she could eat something. It's a Korean thing, right? It was a great opportunity for me to love on my mother. And then, you know, and I used it as a teaching lesson for Lathia. Lathia, when you grow up and you're far away and mommy's sick, will you drop everything and buy the ticket and come to mommy? Just like mommy is going to grandma. She's like, uh-huh. Got it, right? I'm going to be taken care of. But, you know, I told Benjamin, yeah, it was awesome that I got to serve my mom. But I felt like, in God's agenda, my agenda was nurse my mom into health. But in God's agenda, when he provided that opportunity and moved my heart to buy the ticket and go, he created this opportunity for me to obey. So that through this obedience, he could release the reward. He could release the blessing. This is very important to all of us at Living Hope. Because 2016 is the year of fulfillment and reward. That means every situation that you have gone through or going through or about to go through in this year is an opportunity for obedience. Amen. And when you obey, he will release that breakthrough. He will release that reward. Already God has given us so many opportunities. Even here, you know, as a church, you know, we're homeless. We don't have our building. and it felt like, you know, this was going to work, and then it fell off, and it was this was going to work, and that's, you know, and we have faith for this, but, you know, in situation, like, it doesn't seem like it's going to work out. But I tell our staff, this is an opportunity, that even though we don't know where we will be next week, that we will trust in God, that we will not be moved. Amen. We will not be moved. We don't know where we're going. I'm not shaken. Because God didn't say, I'm closing you down. God didn't say, I'm leaving you now. God never said that. He said he was going to with us. He was going to be with us. That this year will be the year of reward and fulfillment. Even though my eyes don't see the fulfillment in the transition from here until the fulfillment, I'm not going to be moved. I'm going to walk in confidence. When that time comes, God will provide. Along the process is an opportunity for obedience. Opportunity to trust in God. Opportunity to worship God when nothing is for sure. Amen?
Amen?
However, if you do not hear his voice, how in the world are you going to obey his voice? Right. So the key is obeying his voice. Revelation 3, verse 22, it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You know, I saw an interview, and this pastor said he did a research, right? And he said that the researchers show that 90% of Christians say they can't hear God. 90% of sons and daughters of God cannot hear God. And I see it often when I'm talking to people, even other pastors, they're struggling. And they're struggling. It was like, well, what is the Lord saying? And they're like, I don't know. What? See, Benjamin and I, we've gone through up, low, through fire, and we went through a lot. You know, back in 2006, 2007, that time, you know, we went from 300 people to 99 people because we lost our space and we had to go to the movie theater. But even then, where everything was not going well, we walked confidently. We experienced one of the most powerful services during that time. Why? Because we heard the voice of God. And when you hear the voice of God, no matter what you're going through, you're not moved. You're not shaken. You walk with your head up high in confidence. But what is the hindrance? What hinders you from the hearing, from hearing the voice of God? You know what it is? Your attention. Your attention is focused on something else. When a wife is trying to talk to her husband, but her husband is watching Super Bowl, fully engaged in the Super Bowl, and the wife is pouring her heart out, I feel so alone. Do you love me? She's speaking right next to you, like, oh, oh, yeah, right? You don't hear even when your wife is speaking because your attention, you're focused on something else rather than the person that is speaking. So many of us in this life, we give our attention and focus to so many other things but God. You know, I went to Bible Gateway and I put on the Lord spoke to. You know how many times God spoke? 298 times. And I put in God called, you know, Moses, God called Abraham, right? Abraham, I did that. That was 95 times. And then I put God said, right? God spoke, God called, God said. This is all God speaking. You know how many times? 618 times. Add all that up. That's a lot. God is speaking all the time. When you're sad, God is saying, I'm here. But you're not hearing because you're listening to this voice of shame and oh, I feel so lonely. I'm here, daughter. I'm with you. Oh, nobody is here. Nobody cares. I don't belong here. Oh, I should find another church. Right? You don't hear the voice of the Spirit saying, I'm here. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I put on obey his voice 68 times. I mean, obey the voice of the Lord 68 times. Obey his voice or my voice 28 times. Constantly, as I'm reading through the Bible, God is saying, hear me, people. Obey my voice. Obey the voice of the Lord. Then I will bless you. If you obey, I will bless you. The blessings will chase after you and overtake you. I will bless you if you obey. But if you do not obey, these curses will come upon you. James 1:9, it says, be quick to listen. You know, when you go to Indonesia and the director of the orphanage, you know, she could be on the other, like in the church building that's connected to the dormitory, and she could be like, Masi. Like, you can't even hear, even if you're in the, right? And they're so attentive to the voice of their mommy, their director, that, Masi, yes, mommy, they run. They're quick. Yeah, they're quick. Americans. I'm trying to think of a name that's not in here. Tommy is right there. What? Tommy. Tommy. What? We're so slow to listen. You know, God gave us 2 years so we would be quick to listen and slow to speak. But we're the opposite. We cut people off. And even when we're talking something, it's like we cut them off so you can say something you want. But you don't listen. Husbands and wives, when we fight, we don't really listen to them. We listen only certain words to use it against them. Come on. We need to repent. Not me. No. John 10:27, it says, my sheep hear my voice. You know, back when I was in college, this pastor tried to make me marry her brother and said, oh, thus says the Lord. Like, they prophesied that I was supposed to marry him. And then her mother had a prophetic dream. And then that guy himself had a prophetic dream that June 1st, 1995, we were supposed to get married. And so, you know what I said? I said, bye-bye, and I left. During that time, all my friends were involved in that group, and they treated me like black sheep. And so I was all alone. You know, they were eating in the cafeteria. I'm all alone. They're like, you know, because she's doomed, you know. She's like cursed because she, right? And so I'm like, And one day I was crying out to God, and I heard God say, my sheep hear my voice. Then you're mine. You hear me. What you heard was right. That's not your husband. Because God wanted to bless Benjamin. But for real, though, God is speaking constantly. He's speaking to encourage you, to direct you, to empower you. The question is, whose voice are we listening to? Are we attentive to the voice of the Lord? Or are we quick to listen to the lies of the enemy? Like I said, everything that you're going through this year, that you've gone through or you're going through, it's a training. God is using it to train your ears to hear. Even as a church, we don't know exactly where we're going to be. In March, are we going to go to Kaiser or are we going to stay here? We have no idea. But God, why? Why don't you make it clear? Why can't you, you know, provide for us in advance so we know, you know, for Jays like me, you know, I like to plan ahead. Like, okay, if you love me, you know, why do you have to do everything at the last minute? That's Benjamin, not me. But you know why he's not telling us? Because he's using this this season to empower us to incline. Where do you want us to go? God, what did you say? Kaiser? Emeryville? Oakland? Oakland? Kaiser? During this season where we are not sure and we can't not hear, we don't know where God is, he's using it to, are you listening? He's using it to train our ears, to hear his voice. Why? Because this year is the year of the fulfillment. And in order for him to release the rewards and promises, we need to hear and obey. When we hear his voice and obey his voice, it's like opening the door for the fulfillment to be released. Now, everybody say now.
Now.
Now it shall come to pass. Now it shall come to pass. From now on, when you're reading the Bible, when you go to that phrase, now it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass, I want you to underline it and write on the side, now it shall come to pass. If, everybody say if.
If
you diligently obey the voice of the Lord. And you know, this is, he says, the blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. Imagine, so many of us, we're chasing after blessings. Oh, husband, no. Oh, boyfriend, no. Oh, baby, oh, money, better job. We're always chasing the wind. But when we get there, our hands are empty. But when you learn how to hear the voice of God and obey his voice, you're just walking and obeying, and the blessings are chasing you and overtaking you. Look at this. In Deuteronomy, you don't have to read it. I'll just say it. These are the blessings that's going to come overtake you. I will set you high above all nations. All these blessings will come to you, and you will be blessed in the city. You'll be blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. The Lord will grant you that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come to you from one direction, but flee from seven. Flee from you in seven. People are coming against you at work. You're just going to smile because they're coming one way. But you know, soon and very soon, they're going to flee from you in seven directions. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and everything you put your hands to. It's like, whoa, I touch. Whoa, fruitfulness. I touch. Whoa, whoa, my hands, my gold, right? He will bless everything that you put your hands to. The Lord will bless you in the land he's giving you.
Amen.
The people on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb. No more lack, guys. Aren't you sick and tired of living with the lack? 5-6 days before the paycheck? Don't spend any money. Drink coffee from the house. I don't want to see Starbucks. We just had that talk, right? Aren't you tired of living with the lack? We're not supposed to live with the lack. And this year, you're going to live with abundance. Amen? The Lord will open the heavens and the storehouses of his bounty. To send rain on your land in season and to bless all your work of your hands. You will lend to many nations and borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. These are the blessings that's going to chase you and come overtake you if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord. Now, let me give you a definition of diligence. Okay, diligently, because you got to diligently hear and obey the voice of the Lord. Ready?
Yes.
Constant in effort to accomplish something, attentive and persistent, okay, in doing anything, done or pursued with persevering attention. Everybody say persevering attention.
Persevering.
Carried out with care and perseverance. When you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, go to Emeryville. Yes, Lord. Did he really say Emeryville? Did I really hear God? Maybe it's not God. That's not diligently. Go to Emeryville. I will go to Emeryville. People are saying, leave Emeryville. not God. No, we're not moved. We're not moved by any other voices until God says, go beyond and reveal. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Are you hearing me? Diligently means persistent, consistent, that you don't question. Was that really God? You were so sure one day, and the next day, that's not diligence. Doubt, unbelief, that's not diligence. Verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Everything I said, you'll be cursed in the land, you'll be cursed when you go out, you'll be cursed when you come in, you'll be cursed in the country, you'll be cursed in the city. All the curses will come upon you if you do not obey the voice. You know, I realize how powerful our obedience is. Not only our obedience releases the fulfillment of God's promises and rewards, but it blesses our children. Amen. Okay? Yeah. In Genesis 26, 4 to 5, this is what God told Isaac, okay? He says, I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because Abraham obeyed my voice. And kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Right. Your obedience will bless your sons and daughters.
That's right.
When I obey God, when my mom couldn't eat and she was like malnourished, I made her something and she said, I can't eat it. I go and I try to make something else and I bring it. I can't eat it. I go back and I make something else. Oh, I could eat this. And so next meal, I make it for her. Oh, she enjoys it. Next meal, I make it for her. Next meal, I don't know. Oh, something else? Something else, mommy? Right? You, as I'm obeying the voice of the Lord to nurse my mother back, I'm loving my mom. I'm obeying the voice of the Father. But you know what? I am assuring the blessings for my daughter, Alethea. For my sons and daughters, my obedience now will bless my children. Amen. In the future. Man, our obedience is so powerful. Everybody say powerful.
Powerful.
Deuteronomy 15, 5 through 6. Only if you obey the voice of the Lord your God, you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. You shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. Oh, I'm just saying, there's so many scriptures that say, if you obey the voice of the Lord, if you obey my voice, if you obey his voice, the blessings will chase after you. Our daddy God is so eager to give us his blessings this year. His hand prepared it. You know, I could see, you know, like Christmas season when I go shopping. Oh, I'm going to buy this first. You know, like when I'm kind of like, you know, Francis. When I buy things, I get so excited. Even before I give them, I get excited in my heart. You know, like excited about when I actually give to them. And you know, when they're going to be like opening it. And oh, like, I'm so excited. God is so, like right now, as you're looking at me and listening to my voice, God is like, oh my goodness, I can't wait to release it. I can't wait to give you this. Oh my, he's so eager to give you his blessings. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that? Genesis chapter 22. Here, it starts with this again. Now it came to pass. Again, guys. Now it came to pass. Okay. God comes to Abraham. Abraham, Abraham. Yes, Lord. He hears. He's attentive. Yes, God. I want you to take your son, your only son, Isaac, and I want you to offer him up as a burnt offering at a mountain that I'm going to tell you. Like, okay. So Abraham takes Isaac, the wood, the fire. He's going. On his way to the mountain that he has no idea, God didn't say, go to that mountain. He said, I'm going to show you. But you don't wait until I tell you. You go. And as you go, I will speak and I will tell you. And so Abraham is walking in obedience to the last word, revelation from God. God said, offer Isaac. Okay, I'm going to offer Isaac. God said, go. Okay, I'm going. And as he is going, after 3 days, he sees a mountain and he knows that's it. When you're walking in obedience to the voice, that knowing comes. And even if you don't hear the audible voice of the Lord, like when that time comes, you just know that you know that you know that this is what God wants you to do. And so he tells his servant, wait here. My son and I, we're going to go worship God and we'll come back. And Isaac's like, Daddy, I see the wood, I see the fire, but where's the lamb, right? You know, I have to stop here. So many sons and daughters question when they question the fathers when they don't see the provision. I think as pastors, we experience that a lot. It's like our church members and us, we're going. We're like Abraham. God said go, so we're going. And people are like, so where's the building, Pastor? I thought you hear God. Like, can you hear God? Did you stop hearing God? What's going on? Are we going to close the door? Like, what's going on? The sons, people, you can't, you question God. And questioning isn't bad. Even Isaac has, where's the lamb? Deep inside, Abraham's like, I have no idea. I think you're the lamb, but I'm not going to tell you that. Pastor, where's our next building? I don't know. The people are building. You are the building, right? What we have to be careful is during this transitional from hearing the last word until the next word comes, enemy tempts you with voices of complaining, voices of fear, voices of division. We have to be careful not to allow other voices to enter. You hear me? But you hold on to the last word that God spoke to you until we hear otherwise. So many people think, man, you guys are, that's not wise. You should plan ahead. Believe me, I want to plan ahead. That's my tendency to plan ahead. But I can't plan ahead unless God speaks. We will walk together up until God speaks. And whatever God says, we will do. Now, Isaac didn't question. He questioned, but in his heart, he still trusted in his father. And he still trusted in his God. And when they went to the mountain, up the mountain, build the altar. Isaac probably helped build that altar, right? Abraham is tying his son, and Isaac is like, this doesn't seem like God. Did a different spirit jump on you or something, Daddy? I mean, wouldn't you question? What's going on? But Isaac was submissive. He trusted. He just stayed there. As Abraham was about to, the now word of the Lord comes. Abraham, Abraham, don't stop. Don't kill him. That's not what I wanted anyway. I just wanted to see. But what if Abraham questioned that now word? He's only living from the past word. Well, God, you said sacrifice him, so I'm going to obey. But Abraham, no, stop. Don't lay your hand on Isaac. That's not what I wanted. Is that really your voice? Because I'm sure when I heard back then, 3 days ago, that was God. Is this really God? What if Abraham questioned? He would kill his own son. Would have been bad. That would have been bad. But Abraham knew how to live from the voice of the Lord. that he's not living from the past word. He knows how to hear the now word of the Lord. Because if you are not attentive, you're going to keep on living from the past word and kill your own destinies, kill your own sons, kill your own blessings. But Abraham knew how to hear the voice of the Lord and obey the voice. He knew how to hear the now word of the Lord. And then what happens? God's like, look behind you. Whoa, there it is, a ram. This is more powerful than you think. When you learn how to hear and obey the voice, and you can see provision, when the time comes, the provision is already there waiting for you. As Abraham was obeying the past word, the last word of God, climbing up the mountain, God was calling the ram to climb the mountain on the other side, so that the ram, the provision of God, would be right there waiting. Now word, spoken word of God. It's so important in this stage, in this season as Living Hopers, that you incline your ears to the voice of the Lord, that you would incline. What is God saying? You know what that means? That means you gotta drown out other voices. That means you gotta disconnect Netflix for a while. That is the word for people around here somewhere. You gotta silence other voices. You gotta stop obeying other voices. Because the more you obey one voice, you hear me? It's like learning a skill. When you first learn how to ride a bike, you're going to fall, but you're going to keep on trying. And the more you try, it's like prophesying. It's like, is it God? Is it me? Is that the devil? Well, you give a word. Was that God? Like, how are you feeling about that? Like, you right? But the more you do it, you feel more confident. Even obeying God is just like that. If you keep obeying, and God says, turn that off, spend time with me. You heard it, but you're like, eh. And the other voice says, oh, watch this movie with me. Right? Or let's do this. And you do that. When you obey the other voice, you are strengthening your obedience to that voice. And so God is saying, I will keep my word. Living Hopers, I will release your blessings, your promises. I will give you reward this year. But you got to do your part. Amen. You got to incline your ears. You got to be attentive to my voice. It's a test. It's a test. Every situation you're going through, the main issue is in that situation. Yeah, right. Oh, I'm so broke. It's not about your brokenness. That's not the main issue. The main issue is, would you hear God? And would you trust God? Would you allow God to change your direction if he wants to? Would you give it to God if God says, give that to me? Give your son Isaac. Give this. Would you be willing to give it to God? It's just a test. It's just a test. God's saying, are you hearing me? Are you listening? Because I want to bless you this year. Everybody said there's a better option. Because God is constantly speaking, but the devil is constantly speaking also. You know, one night as my mother was getting better, so she struggles with insomnia, right? But she was so sick, she didn't have to worry about that. Like, she couldn't even get up, right? Like, she was dying. And so she didn't have to worry about insomnia. But as she got better, the insomnia came, and she has restless leg syndrome and like back pain, you know, stuff like that. That's like normal, like part of her life, right? And you know, I do inner healing, I do deliverance, but for some reason, it was hard for me to like do that with my mom, you know? It's like, man, is there any like Korean speaking person that could like do that with my mom? God, like, I help so many other people. Can you like send somebody to help my mom? You know, I just couldn't do it, you know, for my mom. And one night, she was better, but then she was tormented. She was hurting so bad, right? So, like, massaging her, like 24/7. Right? And I'm praying. But this one night, she was so tormented. As I'm massaging her back, she's wailing and crying. And in my head, I heard a voice. Isn't death better than this? What's the use of nursing her back to health for her to live like this? God, wouldn't it be better if you just took her and she gets to be with you and she's not in pain? I literally heard that. I thought it as my voice, I thought. And then I'm praying. For 2 hours of that, I got tired. I'm going to be real. I was really tired. And I was overwhelmed. And so I was like, okay. And my mom, she felt bad. Okay, you go to bed. I said, okay. So I go to bed. And as I'm going to bed, like, I'm like, oh, my heart is aching. Like, isn't death better than this? Like, isn't death better than this? You know? And then, like, as soon, like, she came to, like, with her iPad and said, Sonny, can you, you know, she's learning, you know, how to do, use iPads and iPhones and stuff like that. So I taught her. And she's like, okay. And she, as soon as she went out, whoosh, the presence came. The presence of God. It's like my eyes couldn't see Jesus, but I knew Jesus was in that room. And tears started to fall, and I felt his presence. I just started to worship and pray. Start to worship and pray. And I heard God said, there's a better option. There's a better option. There's a better option, Sonny. Healing is better than death.
Amen. Yes.
Deliverance is better than death. And at that moment, I realized, how come when we experience pain, we think death is a better option? Don't we do that? When we feel pain in our body, we think, I'd rather die. When we have relational difficulties, we choose death. We cut you off. Right? When we move on. Oh, church, you feel hurt? We choose death. I'm going to go to another church. You put a death to this kingdom relationship. You choose death. Christians choose death all the time. Because when they're in pain, the enemy speaks to our ears and say, isn't death better than this? Isn't death, isn't breaking this relationship better than being in this pain, being in here? And we choose death. But that night, God said, there's a better option. There's a better option. Death is not a good option for you. And so I'm like, oh, like I'm like having this time with the Lord. And then my mom comes back. Just like, can you please help me? I said, all right, let's do this. There's a better option. So I take her back. And I lead her through inner healing. I lead her through all the forgiveness and renouncing the power of the enemy and sickness and the torment. You know, I go through inner healing and deliverance, and I speak the truth over her. I speak the truth, and I make her repeat after me. And within an hour, her back pain completely disappeared. There's a better option. Everybody say, there's a better option. There's a better option. You know, I use Google Map a lot. You know, I just put the address and they tell you. But a lot of times they tell you, they speak to you as you're going. If you're sitting, okay, you need to tell me next few steps. And if you stay, you'll be there forever. The only way for you to hear the next direction is for you to move. Push on that gas. As you move, when it's time to change, your Google Map will say, turn left. Take this exit. And you know what's crazy? Is even when you make the wrong turn, it says rerouting. Oh, make a U-turn over here. What if your Google Map had an attitude like yours? Oh, you messed it up. I told you to turn left, and you turn right. Oh, you're doomed. Oh, man, you just wasted 5 minutes of your time. What if Google Map had that kind of attitude? But you're like that with God. God, why did you let this happen? I told you, if it wasn't you, that you would move this feeling out of me about this guy. You didn't take it away, so I thought it was your will. But he dumped me. What the? God, you're all constantly complaining. God speaking to us is like Google Maps. You got to be, You got to be consistent in obeying the last word, last voice that you heard. And when the time comes to turn, you got to hear and you got to move. But if you say, I'm not going to move until you tell me what to do, you'll be there forever. But as you obey the last voice, God's going to, every step of the way, speak to you. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. You're a son. You're a daughter of God. Your daddy God speaks to you every day. When you're feeling overwhelmed, stop listening to that voice that says you're doomed. Incline your ears. Incline your ears and hear the voice of your father saying, everything's going to be okay. I will perfect all that concerns you, baby. But it's my fault. I made the wrong turn. Don't worry. I know how to reroute you. Amen. If you hear, it's your fault. I told you. That's not God. You're listening to the wrong voice. The Father's voice is loving. Father is never, what's the word? He's always in control. He's never lost. You hear me? My son, my daughter, will you incline your ears and obey my voice? Because if you obey my voice, these blessings, I will release these blessings that will chase after you, that will overtake you. If you incline your ears to my voice, you will not be moved by anything. You will not be shaken by anything. Unmovable, unshakable, confident. I want you to stand up in the presence of God. Will you incline your ears to God right now? Will you confess, God, I want to hear your voice. Some of you, you need to repent. All it takes is repentance. God, I've been obeying the wrong voice. I repent. And you know what? Then when you do that, God doesn't condemn you. He just restores everything in that moment. In your repentance, He restores everything that you've lost. And He empowers you with the ability to hear His voice and to obey His voice. Diligently. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, this day, choose the better option. Choose life. Choose life. Choose the voice of life today. I want you to lift your hands, lift your heart, do whatever you need to do to show God. God, today, God, I incline my ears to you, Lord, that I will not complain about the situations that I am going through right now, but I see it as an opportunity for obedience. Open our eyes, God. Open the eyes of your sons and daughters, Lord, this day, that we may see the opportunities, not tragedies, not the storms, not the pain, not the voice of the enemy, Lord, but that our eyes will open and see the many opportunities that you have especially, God, specifically, God, intentionally, God, created, made for us. That today, that you would hear His voice and obey His voice.